Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host, James Lampkin, taking you for a dive into the hit songs that shaped music history. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. This game can be played however you want. Do it alone, together, or in teams. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the noughties, heart songs, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we are turning the clock back 20 years, back to the dawn of social media and iTunes, because it's all about the noughties. We have 5 questions for you, all about popular songs and acts from the 2000s. There is 1 point available for each correct response. Here we go. Question 1. One of the biggest selling albums of the decade was I Dreamed a Dream, by which unlikely TV talent show star? Question 2. Last Resort was a 2000 hit single for which rap metal band from California? Question 3. Which member of Destiny's Child was the first to score a number one single in the USA? Question 4. Which heavily auto-tuned singer joined Flo Rida and sang the chorus on the 2007 party song Low? Question 5. Let Me Love You was a 2004 hit single for which R&B singer who shares his name with a popular Nintendo character? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is heart songs. We have 5 clues for you about hit songs, all of which have the word heart somewhere in their title. There is 1 point up for grabs for each heart song you can correctly guess. Here are the clues. Question 6. This 2013 song was a hit for Demi Lovato and is also a type of medical condition. Question 7. This 1997 smash hit from Celine Dion served as the theme to the blockbuster film Titanic. Question 8. On this 1979 hit by the Eagles, they are concerned about what might occur later today. Question 9. Christina Perry sang about this metaphorical object on a 2010 breakthrough hit. Question 10. This 1981 song was a hit for Juice Newton, and is something you might find in a deck of cards. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist, as each clue will reveal more information. The sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the final clue. Here we go. Clue number one. I was born on the 15th of March, 1975, in Los Angeles, USA. Clue 2. I started making music in 1988 with one of my classmates and attended raves in the LA area throughout high school. By 1992, I had signed a record deal thanks to rapper Eazy-E. Clue 3. Working in a trio, it wasn't until 1997 that we landed on our final name as a group and started to get some minor success on the charts. In 2001, I then worked on finding a female voice to add to our group. Clue 4. As the lead male in our final lineup, we scored huge chart hits across the 2000s and into the early 2010s, with songs like Where Is the Love and I Got a Feeling. Clue 5. I am a founding member of the Black Eyed Peas and have worked as a coach on The Voice UK and The Voice Australia. That's all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after the break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. It's the moment you have been waiting for. Here are the answers, commencing with the hits of the noughties. Question 1. Susan Boyle. She was 48 years old when she auditioned for Britain's Got Talent and became a global sensation. Question 2. Papa Roach. Despite modest chart success in 2000 and 2001, the song has since been streamed well over a billion times. Question 3. Kelly Rowland. Her hit single Dilemma with Nelly went to number 1 around a year before Beyoncé got her first number 1 single. Question 4. T-Pain. Question 5. Mario. The track was written by fellow R&B star Ne-Yo, who later regretted giving up the hit song instead of singing it himself. Continuing on to round 2, heart songs. We were looking for hit songs, all of which had the word heart somewhere in the title. These are the answers. Question 6. Heart Attack by Demi Lovato. Question 7. My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. Question 8. Heartache Tonight by The Eagles. Question 9. Jar of Hearts by Christina Perri. And question 10, Queen of Hearts by Juice Newton. For our final round today, you are looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Will.i.am. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you needed. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You could tell a friend, and you can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Please jump on and let us know how you scored for this episode. You can also support the show by leaving a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.